Okay, let's leave Toronto and its raccoons and head a little further east to the Ottawa Valley. That's a region along the Ottawa River, which forms the border between eastern Ontario and western Quebec. It's an area with a rich musical history. Think bluegrass, heavy on the fiddle, but it's so much more than that. If our American variety of bluegrass has Alison Krauss, then the Ottawa Valley has April Virch. She started out as a child prodigy on the fiddle. Now Virch has just released her 10th album called The New Part. Like all her previous albums, it's a showcase for the music of the Ottawa Valley.
It's a beautiful area, very rich in tradition. The first settlers came to work in the lumber camps, and they were Irish, Scottish, French, German, and Polish. And so our style, there's many fiddle and step dance styles, of course, but our style is sort of a melting pot of all of those, and that's what makes it unique.
So this musical style, it's unique to the Ottawa Valley? You don't find it anywhere else in either Canada or the U.S.?
It is unique to that area, but of course, you know, as happens anywhere, we sort of have some umbrella terms, you know. So if I say old-time Canadian, that would include the Ottawa Valley and some other Canadian styles.
So on the new CD, is there anything that you would say, aha, that if you want to hear what Ottawa Valley music sounds like, listen to this?
Well, everything sort of goes through my Ottawa Valley filter, but I think the closest set would be Midnight Wheeler, which is two tunes. The first is an old-time American tune. The second is a Canadian tune. It's actually from the Métis tradition, but I'm playing it in my Ottawa Valley style.
The Métis tradition?
Yes.
What is that?
Métis people live predominantly in Western Canada, although throughout now, and they are our First Nations, intermarried with French and Scottish immigrants. And so their culture is really special, and their fiddle tradition is extraordinary.
It's not major market music, and I think a lot of us, when we think young people in music today, we think, you know, the sparkly singers who try and become contestants on The Voice or American Idol. Can you make the case for us, April Virch, why young musicians really ought to pay more attention to traditional music?
You know, I have a strong affinity for the way life used to be in all its forms, and I think that there's something to be said for celebrating the simplicity of art and its various forms, including music. It's not that it shouldn't evolve, and it certainly does, and it has to, but I also think that it can't always be improved upon, and sometimes we need to strive just to hold on to it, you know, put it through our filter, but let that music speak.
Ottawa Valley music speaking to us via fiddler April Virch. Her new album is called The New Part. You're tuned to The World.